Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, another live global transmission against tyranny. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we are going to have open phones, because when we have open phones, so many news items, so many issues, so many questions, so many comments get raised that I would never bring up and that my guests would not bring up. And the intel we get, the local news articles that you point out to us, every time we take calls, we end up going and finding and writing a bigger article about it, and a lot of times it becomes national news. There is a globalist tactic I've seen over and over again of compartmentalizing news around the country and around the world, where you never see how there's a congruent global standardization going on. And you never hear about the really incredible police state stuff. I mean, when there's a TSA, Army, Marine Corps, Air Force checkpoint in Texas or Iowa or Tennessee or Florida, and it's on the local news, we take that, break down how it connects to other parts of the world and our own country, give people historical analysis and context to understand this is part of a larger takeover, and to illustrate how it's another incredible signpost on the road to tyranny. That's just one microcosm example. But obviously, huge developments on the Iran front. Jerusalem Post reports Obama advisor, ex-advisor Obama, ready to strike to stop Iran. Israel preparing for nuclear Iran, French news agency. We've got big economic news. And something that's been out for a few weeks, or really about a month, I covered it briefly at the time. And because we've already warned about situations like this so much, I dropped the ball, because I have that blind spot. When I've already reported on something ad infinitum for years, and then it just confirms what I'm saying, I tend to not cover it right at the point everything I'm warning you about is confirmed. And this is the top threat. So I'm going to cover this coming up in the second hour after we take your calls. In fact, will you print me Australian scientist releases mousepox formula? Because that's going to tie into this. That's from about 5 years ago. Thank you. Because I saw it in my stack right before I went live, an article I hadn't seen myself this morning that they printed off for me. And so I had them print some more of these from a few weeks ago, from back on December 20th. Here's one of them. U.S. blocks publication of research on highly contagious bird flu strain. But that's not really what they did. When you read the fine print, the government funded the university to make an airborne super flu that kills almost everyone it comes in contact with. Now, that's nothing compared to the mousepox that you can be cheaply made by any even mid-level, level two type lab, a couple hundred thousand dollars, you can do it. The mousepox can be changed for rabbits, goats, humans, chimpanzees, mice, anything you want, and it kills 99% of those that come in contact with it. You're talking about 7.2 billion, roughly, because they usually, those censuses are about 2 years behind. The Earth's clearly over 7 billion. They made a big hoopla last year. We passed the 7 billion. It's probably 100 million or more, maybe even 200 million above that. Let's just say it's 7 billion. 99% of 7 billion, you're talking about a few million people left. In fact, well, during the break, we'll pull up that actual number. You know what? This is a lot scarier than men in turbans, that you got a better chance of being killed by honeybees or hitting your head or champagne corks. Now, you do have a better chance of being killed by LCIA than great white shark. There's, what, one death in North America every year from great whitey, 5 or 6 worldwide? Big show lined up today. We'll cover the doomsday scenario.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here we are, the front lines in the info war, the tip of the spear. It is an info war, hence Infowars.com, as we wage war on corruption, as we crash through the globalist lies and disinformation. We are going to be here for the next 3 hours today, and we are going to have open phones throughout the entire 3 hours on any news item, any issue, any comment, any question. You agree, you disagree, you got a local news story, we're going to go to you. All I ask is that you be ready when you are put on air and make your point, because if I'm going to take a lot of calls, which is always very interesting and informative, the different angles and wild card directions you take us in, you need to be ready so I can move to the next person. In fact, I'm just going to give the number out now before I even get to the news. I mean, we've got the New Hampshire primary today. We've got the media ganging up on Ron Paul and then spinning it and saying your constituents or your supporters are mad you didn't talk to them when the media runs Paul out of the restaurant. You got Paul kind of getting mad at her. That's interesting. You've got the media, CBS and others, not even showing Ron Paul in second place, closing on Mitt Romney. You've got national polls out that most conservatives find Romney acceptable. That's like people that liked Obama because they thought of him as better than Bush. You know, we've had 8 years of Bush. Give us a Democrat. It's bought and paid for by the same people. I mean, it'd be like if you bought a used car that blew up on you a month after you bought it and they lied to you and it turned out it had been in a flood and had bad parts on it. Would you go back to the very same dealership? And they're like, but this is a blue car, not a red car. Or this is a yellow car, not a green car. I mean, would you trust them again? And then you know what Romney stands for, what he actually votes for. Obamacare that he wrote, open borders, carbon taxes, Al Gore loving, abortion. Oh, he was in the debates. He's all against abortion. I mean, it's worse that he's so duplicitous. If he was just for abortion, I'd respect him more than saying he's not for it, but then he supported it. I mean, he is not even a flip-flopper. He's like a weather vane, you know, up on the top of your house. Whichever way the wind blows, that's the way it points. And then there's the guy who is called pig-headed, called Dr. No, never compromises, stands with the Constitution, follows it with a, you know, absolute devotion, a purist. We've gotten pure New World Order, pure sellout, pure flip-flopping, pure corruption. So we don't want what made America great. No, we don't want Ron Paul. Because you know what? CBS News doesn't show him in second place. And so he doesn't exist because the mind controllers say so. And we've got all this news on Iran that I'm going to get to in the next hour. I'm not even going to cover it till the next hour. I've got all this financial news. Greek parents too poor to care for their children are turning them into the government, which itself is going bankrupt. We've got those reports. We've got another article out of the New York Times and Village Voice. Federal agents help major drug traffickers move millions in cash. Oh, I'm glad after the Chicago Tribune, El Paso Times, and before that, PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. You know, the reporters that broke this have a name. It's Paul Watson, Curtin M.O., Steve Watson. Back in February of last year, it was in the federal court cases where drug dealers were being released or cops that didn't know what was going on had busted them and they're in federal court and they declare, I work for the U.S. government, national security. Here's the documents. Here's my lawyer. And the feds come into court and say, yes, it's true. We declare national security. I mean, that's in these federal court cases with Sinaloa drug cartel and others. I mean, you think the major banks get caught laundering $370+ billion in a 2-year period, just Wells Fargo and Wachovia alone, and government wasn't involved? You really think a crack house with some starving kids living in it in dirty diapers is laundering the $500 billion a year that comes in? Oh, no, the government's not involved in $500 billion. No, it's hidden under a cabbage patch. It's hidden under a toadstool. It's, folks, I'm going to be honest with you. The government's not involved. There's a Santa Claus slash Easter Bunny slash Keebler elf creature that sits on toadstools, and then eggs pop up underneath it, and that's where the drug gangs keep the money and launder it. Now, that's you know, because if you don't believe in Keebler elf, Easter Bunny, Santa Claus creatures that lay golden eggs that the money's in, you're a conspiracy theorist. I mean, when the mega banks are caught doing all of this, you're not supposed to look at it. You're not supposed to know about it. When the cop pulls you over and wants to search your car for drugs, you're supposed to get all scared and say, okay, go ahead, violate my Fourth Amendment because I randomly might have some products your boss has shipped in. I mean, cops pull me over. I pull up to a checkpoint. That's happened before. And they want to search my car. I start laughing at them. When they laugh at me, I laugh right back. I mean, it's a joke. You know, the government deals the drugs, I say to the cops, and they never deny it. They just go, well, that's not my job. No, no, your job is to violate the law, the Constitution, and treat me like I'm a criminal, that I might have some products your boss has brought in. All right, I'm already ranting. I'm going to stop right there. When I come back from break, I'm going to your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And we could talk about the whole cornucopia. Open announcements of internet censorship they're announcing. A headline, Homeland Security monitors journalists, all journalists. They monitor preachers, everybody. It's not about Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda works for them on record. Who'd they give Libya control of? Don't you ever call me a conspiracy theorist. Don't you ever demonize Ron Paul and run national TV ads, Huntsman, who works for Obama publicly, saying he's a conspiracy theorist because he says Israel founded Hamas. It's in the Jerusalem Post. It's in AP. Just because we're informed doesn't make us bad. Just because we know what we're talking about doesn't make us evil. Just because we have our wits and our minds and our intellects and are into the real world, not football scores and can Tebow win again and your male soap operas. They were all asking the presidential candidates on the debate I watched Saturday night from New Hampshire what they do, and it was all, I watch football. And the crowd's like, oh, yes. And Ron Paul said, well, I spend it with my family. But after they go to bed, I read an economics textbook. And that's what he does. Because learning how the universe works, learning how systems work, every time you study a system, it leads back to dirty little globalists scamming everybody. And it's like ridiculous how their scams work. They're so obvious once you're informed. You try to go to the public and say, hey, I want to tell you about this scam. And they're like, the Federal Reserve is federal. It took us decades to get the sheeple out there to at least admit that. And now we're going to wake everybody else up about the other issues. I mean, every day there's articles in the, quote, dinosaur mainstream corporate whore media about Alex Jones is insane. He believes they're setting up a world government run by big banks and that their ultimate goal is population reduction. And then I see the comments on CBS, ABC, just you name it, and every comment, almost everyone is like, here's the documents, Rockefeller Foundation, it's all true. It's in the bisphenol A, warn everybody, cancer's way up. I used to think he was nuts too, I apologize. Alex is right. Look at this over here. People have discovered, I'm not making any of this up. When I tell you they've got thousands of labs in the U.S. alone developing every airborne version of weapons that will kill at 90%+ with the airborne Ebola. It's got about 96%. Mousepox, 99% of humans dead, airborne, total death. Super bird flu, 95% or more, dead. I'm going to give you all the numbers next hour after I take calls. And they've got weaponized flu, and they've got a University of Texas at Galveston, level 4 bioweapon lab and a number 2 lab. And they've got crazy professors publicly saying The time is coming. Soon me and my family will die. It's sad, but it's for the earth. The airborne is coming. It's good. And then standing ovations as he's given the highest scientific award in Texas, Dr. Pianca a few years ago, and the reporters that taped it. It's just the entire, you know, 1,000-plus people in attendance, all the top scientists of Texas. He's got international awards when he projected red skulls on the wall and said the mass death is coming. They stood for a minute and began to weep. Oh, yes, oh, the mass death is coming. You know, I mean, oh, I'm not supposed to be concerned about that. You ever seen 12 Monkeys? I'm not supposed to be worried about any of this. No, I'm supposed to literally hide under my table because they say there's 100 Al-Qaeda in all of Central Asia, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and most of them have pedigrees on record being trained and recruited by the CIA, British intel, and Israeli intel. I mean, this is all just facts. I'm supposed to give up my entire Bill of Rights and Constitution and let a pot-bellied pervert grab my genitals and fondle my children and fondle my wife because I'm going to be safe? I was watching Terminator Resurrection this morning on the treadmill. Nothing like a good action movie to divert yourself, and it shows they capture the humans and do medical experiments on them, the government machine system that got out of control, Skynet, and they're herding them in the processing units, and it looks like the TSA. It's all prisoner training. And they admit that's what it is. It's getting you used to, as a law-abiding citizen, having people bug their eyes out at you, treat you like trash, and prisoner induction. You'll happily ride into the showers. I see it. I know what's going on. My ancestors weren't chumps, and neither am I. Now, you can disgrace your ancestors if you want and suck your thumb all day. As for me, I'm not going to do it. But after I take a passel and then some of your phone calls, a kit and caboodle, and then some, a gobbin of your calls, I'm going to get into the doomsday system straight ahead and why they're setting the stratagem up. 800-259-99.
North to Alaska, go north to rush your zone. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92. With George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found...
Yeah, coming up, I'm going to get into the fact that our loving eugenicist government that constantly talks about how they want to kill everybody with controlled bioweapon releases, once the world government's in place as the scientific kill grid, once the technocracy's in place, then the plagues start getting released. And it'll always be blamed on Al-Qaeda or say that it naturally developed. And then they'll teach you to be in more and more lockdown cities to protect you from the future plague. There'll be a medical tyranny over you to keep you alive. And there'll be heroes that defeat the last plague, but it'll always get worse. And then there'll be those that blame the government for doing it, and they'll have to be arrested because everyone knows the government wouldn't hurt us, except we were already aware of their plan, and they're going to talk about it right now on record. You're not going to like that very much, are you, New World Order? That'll mess up your sickening control freak plan. Eric in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, I have two quick points for anyone listening to your radio show right now. Number one, we are nothing to them. Our lives, the lives of our loved ones, your kids, your family, means absolutely nothing to them, and they laugh at us. They don't care at all about anything you feel, anything you say or do. All they want is control over us. And we do sound paranoid. To a person that does not know what's going on, we sound paranoid and crazy.
Oh, there were stories about Hitler putting people in forced labor camps from 1938 right through the end of the war, and it was on the news that it wasn't true. I mean, they had the head of the FBI in the early 50s out saying there's no such thing as organized crime. That's like saying the big banks don't launder the drug money or the government doesn't bring the drugs in. I mean, it's a known fact. But still, the general public are like children. I mean, think of how stupid in 2012 or 2001 or in 1970 to say there's not organized crime. But then when they had to admit it, they said it's only the Italians. That's the group, because that was a group starting to try to muscle out the WASP and the Jewish and Dixie mafias, Irish mafia. Every group had a mafia. And the Italians started getting big britches, getting really big for their britches. And so they said, okay, it does exist, but it's only Italians. Again, that's how they control people's minds. Anything else, sir?
Yes, one more thing. When the Gardasil whole thing first came out, my sister, she's a nurse. She's 28 years old. So I asked her, what do you think on this Gardasil vaccine? Because I was starting to find out the truth from you and researching for myself. And I asked her, what do you think about this? She says, oh, get it. You should get it. I'm a male. I'm 23 years old. I'm a male. She says, you should get it. And I was like, why should I get something that will protect me from, something that would happen to organs I don't even have? She says, oh, it can affect you in certain ways. She's a decent person. She's a great person, but she's fooled. So anyone listening that thinks that this is a joke or this is not happening or it's all lies, wake up, because they have good people fooled, and it's harming people that we love, and they don't care.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Good points. We're going to go to more calls here in a moment, but I want to just tell this story briefly. I hired more video editors and people 6-7 months ago, as you know, and I just hired them off a Craigslist ad. I didn't say what it was for, and I didn't hire people who agree with me politically. I just hired folks to do the job, because I know you work here. You're going to see the facts. You're going to learn I'm telling the truth. You're going to, join the rebellion against tyranny. But the guy we hired, ended up being somebody who'd heard of the show before, and it was a libertarian. But I don't really know his wife. I'm not going to say his name. A few weeks ago, I was up here late. She was coming to pick him up, or they were meeting here. And I said, why don't we all just go out to dinner? The nighttime crew, I'll take us out to a local steakhouse. So we go out to eat. And during the conversation, I look at her, who's a nurse, and she'd come from work. She's wearing her jacket and her little nurse outfit, her scrubs. And I said to her, hey, what happened 3 years ago with the H1N1 shot? And she went, oh, my gosh. She's not even really a listener of the show. She's like, oh, my gosh. It was just, she didn't even know who I am, really. She goes, oh, my gosh, it's terrible. It's just absolutely horrible what happened. One lady at our hospital got paralyzed and has to be fed with a spoon, Guillain-Barré, and some others had some problems too, and they told us we have to wear a mask if we don't take it. And we all read the insert that it can cause us to have all these neurological disorders, but they just keep trying to make us take it. All right, we'll be right back with more of your calls. Merck, the same folks that put out the polio vaccine and right through until modern times know that the original stocks they used to produce it has live super deadly cancer viruses that have affected billions of people worldwide, hundreds of millions in the U.S. And I've played the Merck scientist clips here, admitting it, laughing about it. It's very, very funny. And Merck, who came out with all these other drugs, and Bayer, caught for a decade shipping out blood products they knew had HIV, their own documents. All of this comes out, and then we're weird to not just totally trust them. And they're like, how dare you say American doctors want to hurt you? No, the doctor down the street doesn't want to hurt me. They're compartmentalized, just trying to stay in business. Doctors' profits have gone down to almost nothing. I saw a USA Today article just a few days ago. I saw a couple articles. They were breaking down the fact that doctors are going bankrupt everywhere. Unless you're some specialist or some plastic surgeon person to the rich. But the vast majority, all the major professions with people that actually buy things and do things and fund the working and middle class, that's all being phased out. Most U.S. cities are falling apart. Crime is exploding. All of this is going on, and I'm sitting there talking to a nurse who barely even knows who I am. You know, met her a couple times, and she's talking about, oh, yeah, this one nurse is totally paralyzed, and then we're some other problems. And I said, Guillain-Barré? And she said, yeah, Guillain-Barré. You know, they have to feed her. She's in a wheelchair. Yeah, a friend of mine. Then she went into how they don't even want to treat you once you've gotten sick. Oh, yeah, they don't want to see you. You take the shot, start having convulsions, you're bad. Because our Lord and Savior, Merck, our false deity, the golden calf, our idol. I mean, Merck ran that hoax with Rick Perry. In 2007, Merck had a drug that in the trials in 2006 was killing people. AP, CBS News, I mean, it all came out. Killing people. And those were the lucky ones. Other people got paralyzed, Guillain-Barré's, blood pouring out of every orifice in their body. All of this crazy stuff going on. Autoimmune diseases, hair growing on their hands and feet. I mean, whoa. Because it's a virus they're injecting you with. Supposedly attenuated, but of course it came out that it had been infected with other things. That was causing an effect of lowering fertility and doing some other things in the body and was contaminated with other viruses. That'd be like saying when some Super Bowl champion quarterback throws another Hail Mary touchdown, it was an accident. Or if somebody's robbing your house, it's an accident. No, it's not an accident with this group who's been caught. I mean, it's like if you have a convicted murderer who's been caught over and over again and they get released from prison on a technicality and they get found with more dead bodies a month later. Oh, it's just an accident. Just an accident. Merck cares about us. And then you find out how all the big pharma companies were set up in the last 100 years or even before that by eugenicists to control the population. To control the population. That's why they're given government liability protection. I said I'd go to your calls, and I'm out of control. It's just that I start thinking about how these are groups knowingly caught doing bad things. And I go to CVS, I go to Walgreens, and I get lectured at the photo counter. I get lectured at the cashier about, do you want a flu shot? Here's a coupon. Do you want a loyalty card? And I'm like, no, the flu shot's bad for you. No, the loyalty card is just a way to get me to opt into being tracked. And the guy starts laughing and asking what I have to hide. And I go, that's it, pal. You weren't going to get a speech, but now you are. And I turn to the five people lined up behind me and beside me. And I go, do you understand the H1N1 shot that this CVS and others pushed caused a lot of deaths and illnesses and lowered the immunity of the regular flu? Do you realize what happened with the polio vaccine? They're like, sir, just please go. And I'm like, don't talk down to me then, okay? Don't talk at me and lecture me. Barnes & Noble does it. They get a speech. Are my children want some candy? And I'm sorry. All this even sugar stuff has aspartame. It's bad for you. Person's laughing. I go, do you know about aspartame? Sir, just whatever. Oh, I'm bad for caring what's in something my children are going to consume. You're going to get a speech now, buddy boy. You like that? Because I'm not taking it lying down. I was born in the dark, but it wasn't last night. I didn't just fall off a turnip truck. I don't like being assaulted. I don't like it. And I don't like all you little minders that work for the system and feel like you're part of it because you henpeck everybody. Get out of my way. We're here to wake people up. We're here to have a new renaissance against your tyranny and defeat the eugenics global control grid. Before it's fully activated. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. See, the callers just take me down these paths of issues. Sean in Wyoming, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just want to call you and notify you about the Fox News e-card that came out this year. I don't know if you heard about that. Are you aware of that?
What particular type of e-card, sir?
Okay, if you go to Yahoo News and type in Fox News Zines, it comes up with an e-card, and it has a sled race with Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS, with CNN and some other channel on the side.
Yeah, other corporate disinformation, brainwasher, anti-human, pro-New World Order, eugenics media. Zombie control system. So zombie control signal media. It's got the different symbols of the Hydra heads of the enemies of humanity right there.
Okay, if you pull this up, though, guess what's pulling the sled? A bunch of sheep. They view their viewers as sheeple. And this is a blatant proof that they do so. And
well, you're saying internally this is the type of cards they have?
Yeah, this is what they sent to each other. It says Fox News, Zing, CNN, and the NBC on holiday e-card, just like last year.
All right, well, I'm missing the middle part of what you're saying, so talk right into the telephone, or maybe I'm deaf, which is starting to actually happen in one of my ears.
Okay.
Say it slowly, the headline.
The headline is Fox News, Zings, CNN.
Yeah, see, I don't get that one. Zings?
Zings, Z-I-N-G-S.
Okay, Zings, got it, fifth time's the charm. Fox News, Zings.
CNN. And MSNBC on holiday card, just like last year.
Okay, yeah, we can get that. Fox News, Inc., CNN, MSNBC, that'll pull it up. And we've got it, we'll put it on screen. And the article confirms you're saying that this is what Fox News sends out?
Yeah, this is an article from Yahoo talking about Fox News, and this is what they were sending around to all their employees and whatnot. On their constituents, whatever.
No, there it is, Yahoo News. Totally disgusting. No, this is talk about in your face. It's got the fox being pulled by a bunch of sheep, and it means they've got more sheep than the other ones. And, yeah, there they are. Oh, I know. In fact, I mean, they love deception. They love posing as conservatives. Last night, the show that took over for Glenn Beck made fun of Ventura and said, oh, it's totally true. You know, he's discredited. He did, you know, say he's happy the SEALs died with no proof. And I hope they enjoy what Ventura does because he is taking action. I talked to him this morning. And so everybody can sit there and say whatever they want. They're going to have to prove it in court. So I hope they enjoy themselves. But, I mean, Fox doesn't care. They've been caught with their European subsidiaries breaking in, buying police. They've got parliamentary hearings, you know, buying the prime minister, lying about people, you know, threatening people. If they didn't do what they said, they destroy them. I mean, it is a sickening mafia group, and they are capable of anything. I appreciate your call. And there they are. If you're listening on the radio, you just type in what he said, and sure enough, it's Yahoo News. Guys, will you print me the whole article? I've got to cover that on the nightly news this evening. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred in Wisconsin. Fred, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Long-time listener. I'll go straight into it. My name is Fred, and I was the person who started the GoDaddy boycott.
Good job.
I started on the social networks, and it grew, and I really, you know, I listened to you for years and years, and I'm just going to be honest, sometimes it's a little depressing. I feel like we're losing, and then every time that happens, I go out and I try to make the world a better place. You know, I spent Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and all the days after assisting people in moving their domains, all my personal time during the holiday season, and GoDaddy was slapping us in the face at the time, saying that they weren't going to respond to it. And within 24 hours, they pulled their support for the bill. I used to run a IT department for a major Fortune 500 company. I won't say which one, but I have given them thousands of dollars in business over the years. So when I reached out to them and I asked them, why are you supporting this bill? I got a very generic response. And that's kind of what led into it. And I had a whole community of people, you know, come around me and help push that out. And now there's even applications being developed for people who support these bills. You can scan it on your phone and it'll tell you if their advertiser, their manufacturers support some of the bills that you don't support. So it's pretty important because if they shut down the internet, there is no more Ron Paul candidate in the future. You know what I mean?
All right, let me stop you right now. You sound credible. Fred, and I would like to do a full official interview with you. So send us When you leave us, I'll put you on hold, and we'll get your number. And then I'll have Rob Duke call you. Send us your proof of this. I mean, I could go dig it up. And I know about the GoDaddy boycott and how big it's gotten and how it's growing and spreading to other areas now by people simply taking action. This story we know is true, is the ultimate example of taking action. It's what I always say. I'm here covering scary things. So many people think that I get up here and cover all these scary things to scare people. It's the opposite. I think people are just like I am. You tell me about something bad going on. You tell me about somebody who's got my neighbors tied up and they're robbing them. I'm not going to get scared. I'm going to grab a gun. I'm going to call 911 and tell the cops what's happening. I'm going to drop it. And I'm going to run over there. And I'm going to creep up. I mean, it's a great excuse for action and to help somebody. It's not that I'm even a hero. I can't control myself. I'll guarantee if I knew something like that was happening, I'd probably grab something like my shotgun or my M14, and I'd run right over and deal with the people or die trying. And so I think I get up here and I tell you, hey, this is going on. In my gut, I think, well, there's men and women out there who are going to stand up. I mean, I'm here telling you the dam broke. The water's coming down the valley. Tyranny's going to overtake us. And it's starting to happen. And people are stepping up. People are taking action. Good things are happening. And all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. And so here is an example, and I remember reading about it. One guy, and you're saying it's you, Fred, and I believe you. One guy gets mad. I remember reading that he was, I think it didn't even say Fred in the news, was helping, transfer the donut mains, and it turned into tens of thousands and then hundreds of thousands, and that GoDaddy responded, begged, said, we're okay, we're not going to support the bill now. That's just a double take. Soon as you back off, they'll attack again. They're total globalists. And now I have read the news and meant to even cover the fact that it spread to other issues where there's programs where you can scan in bills and find out who supports them and then put it in a list of who you're going to support. And this revolution of using your creds, their fiat slave system against them, their Federal Reserve notes against them, if people just got into freedom and just put some energy into them, into that worthy challenge. You got in the arena. You spent days and days as they ignored you, saying you're nothing, you're little. You kept ramming head up against them, and now look at them going down. And I'm telling you, folks, that's how it works. You get in a fight. You don't think about who's going to win. You start swinging for the fences. You go 110%, and that's how you're going to stomp these people in business, in life, anything. You got to start swinging for the fences, ladies and gentlemen. You got to decide you're going to knock that home run. You got to commit to take action and that you're going to be on the field and in the arena and not those sad souls that sit up there and, criticize anybody who's taking action. So I'd like to have you on as an official guest. I'd like to have you on the nightly news. If you got Skype, we'll have you on tonight, my brother, because this is something I meant to get into more. It is such a victory that it's just a start. I'm going to give you till we go to break here in a few minutes. You've got the floor. Tell us your full name if you'd like. Tell us what you did and the example of what it's grown into in just 2 weeks, fighting the total internet takeover and the companies that are supporting it.
Okay. I'm going to withhold my last name. I did it with Fox News as well, just because I own my own business and I don't want to put a bullseye on me, even though I am already kind of out there. But, for 10 years, I've been listening to you, and I've been trying time and time again to wake people up. And sometimes it just seemed like it was fruitless, And there's been a couple of occasions where something like this happens or something else happens, and it just sparks one thing into another. And now there's this whole community that is not only going after GoDaddy, it's going after representatives, it's calling them. I always try and do for every action, there's an opposite reaction. Whenever Fox News or CBS or ABC or whatever, whenever they neglect to mention Ron Paul or they do something to purposely sabotage his campaign, I go out and I donate to him because that's what I can do. You know what I mean? And I talk about it. But the point is, you got to keep going with it. You can't give up. Once you give up, you're dead and you're gone. And it reminds me of this shirt. There's this shirt that I saw 15 years ago where a frog is being swallowed by this big bird, and his head is already down the throat, but he's got his arms out, and it's around the throat of the swan, and it says, don't ever give up. It's not until the fat lady sings. So, Yeah, no, and it took effort on my part. I had to give up time with my family to help people move all their domains. It's not an easy process. So to get 10,000 people or however, you know, I don't know what the official number is, however many people moved them, it takes 3 hours to move like five domains. You got to go from one to the other, back and forth. You got to click OK. And then GoDaddy started slowing the process down and sabotaging it, breaking ICANN's rules. And they said, oh, well, we're not really doing that. You know, they started locking people.
It doesn't matter. They're now known as the place not to park your domain. And it's a message to, look, they were going to put RFID chips in all the Gillette razors and all the products by 2004. Walmart told all suppliers, every product will have it. They did a deal with the Department of Defense. They demanded it. But people threatened to destroy Gillette and others, so they backed off. And see, that's what I'm saying. What you did is amazing. So listen, I'd like to get you on then. I mean, I know you're saying Fox News had you on. Send us that clip. Send us some info. Give us your number. And I'd like to have you on as a guest. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
All right, because, I mean, this is another example of how you take action. I'll have Rob Duke call you in a few minutes. Just give us your number right now. The global social engineers get 99% of their power by you giving up yours. The New World Order asks you to bow, to kneel, to give your intellect, your destiny over to them. All I ask you to do is stand and take your destiny in your own hands. And some people like living on their knees as slaves. Some people don't have respect for themselves. But just because a lot of people want to be sheep and want to serve evil does not mean I have to go along with what the world you want to build or that others have to go along with you. It's just that simple. Speaking of taking action, the power of our listeners supporting us, spreading the word about the radio show, the free podcast, the books, the videos, the t-shirts. You funded a truly alternative media system that is challenging officialdom. So I want to thank all of you that have become PrisonPlanet.tv members that watch the nightly news. We have a 15-day free trial going right now. Through this month of January here in 2012, we're still running the Everything Special. 70%+ off on all of my films. Check that out at Infowars.com. But the most important thing you can do is just spread the word about the radio show, whether you're listening to XM Channel 166, or whether you're listening to a local AM or FM station. People tune into this show, they're going to hear the truth. They're going to hear as close to the truth as it's going to get, because all of us are fallible and make mistakes. But I'm trying to tell the truth. I'm trying to face the full horror of it so we can make preparation for it and deal with it. It's like Patrick Henry said, I want to know the whole truth and nothing but the truth, no matter how horrible it is, and make preparation for it. People think, oh, don't be so negative. It's not negative to face what's going on. It's not depressing. What's depressing is when you finally wake up and go, what? I didn't know this was going on. And then you get creeped out. But at a certain point, once you realize the enemy we're fighting, they're a bunch of scum. And they got a bunch of yes men working for them, and we can bring them down. I know the alternative is just not something I'm going to accept. You wait till later in the next hour if I take more calls, I get into the doomsday bioweapons the government admittedly is creating under the name of biodefense. It's key information. I don't even feel worthy to bring this to you, but it's coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Laura, I know John's up next, actually. Was Laura holding longer or John? Laura in Missouri, or is it Montana? I can't read across the room. Missouri. Laura, you're on the air. Thanks.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
You know, I think next to Howard Cosell, you've got the most photographic memory of anybody I know. The way you pull figures and names off the back of your head, it's just phenomenal. The point I want to make today is it's a bit of good news. They've got a peace officers uniting to end state and federal tyranny in Las Vegas the end of this month. Sheriff Richard Mack.
Yeah, I need to get him on the show to talk about that very exciting operation to wake up the police chiefs and sheriffs.
County Sheriff. He wasn't aware of it. He didn't even know about the NDAA. And I got, I can't believe it. But anyways, I got him going on it. I even called the sheriffs in the counties surrounding us and, you know, put a bug in their ear. They hadn't heard of it either. But I also, you know, told them about Sheriff Mack's convention coming up, and they said that they remember seeing the, you know, emails on it and I, or facts on it, and I said, you all need to attend. I said, it's got a lot of really good
information. Yeah, the power of citizens calling their sheriffs and police chiefs and saying, go to this Constitution course with Sheriff Richard Mack and others and find out about this. Again, all the globalists are always in there brainwashing the police. We've just got to go to them and point out the truth. Like Fast and Furious, the government caught shipping guns to Mexico.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two, and we've got open phones throughout the three-hour broadcast. I got reminded of something really important that I haven't talked enough about recently, because I've talked about it so much in the past, and that's the fact that they're under the Project BioShield, 36 and now growing. They just signed billions more for it. In fact, they just passed that a new BioShield last month. Will you give me the latest numbers on Project BioShield? It's a federal anti-bioweapon program. It's really a bioweapon program. I want to get into different doomsday scenarios that could take out our civilization that don't include scary men with just for men Santa Claus beards. That is, you know, the dyed black Santa Claus beards. So all of that is coming up at the bottom of the hour. I want to continue with your calls. The latest on Iran, federal government caught laundering more drug money, of course, Village Voice reports. But right now, let's go to John in Texas. You're on the air. John, welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
You know, this indefinite detention military tribunal stuff is not really new to our history. I got a movie out, an old movie out the other day. It was called The Prisoner of Shark Island. It was about Dr. Samuel Mudd and John Wilkes Booth and the Lincoln conspirators. And it showed in the movie after that Lincoln was assassinated, they fanned out and they arrested a lot of people that were really totally innocent. Like,
well, yeah, no, they've remade that. It's a pretty good movie. It's called The Conspirators, and it's about the innocent woman being killed. And even when the court and the jury finds her not guilty, the military tribunal, the Secretary of the Army still orders her killed. That's a true story. And, yeah, it happened then, but at least then they had some type of kangaroo court. This is saying disappear into a black hole, not even a kangaroo court. Then there were some German saboteurs that got executed without a trial during World War II. They wanted to blow up an ammo depot, but this is just saying the general public.
So the movie went to show that you may even have a minor connection to something, or like one guy. It showed in the movie he rented a buggy to John Wilkes Booth. They arrested him, and he got hung. No legal representation or nothing. And what this indefinite detention bill is going to do the same thing. You may be totally innocent, but you're swept off trial, and either you could be executed or sent to Dr. Samuel Mudd got sent to the Dry Tortugas, which was off the coast of Florida, and it was our version of Devil's Island at the time. You could be whisked off to the same thing in Guantanamo, and how are you going to defend yourself?
Well, that's it. And when the government is totally publicly lawless and evil, you know what you got there. Now, these crooks want to intimidate everybody with this, but doesn't intimidate me. I mean, the only way we defeat them is by pointing out they're a bunch of criminals. Of course, I mean, they're caught every day shipping drugs and laundering money and shipping guns out to blame the Second Amendment. I mean, they are a pack of knuckle-dragging criminals. There is no doubt about it. And they want to try to finagle everybody into letting them do this. They've stolen us blind with derivatives. And I watch these Republican debates. They keep saying, let's all work together. Let's bring credibility back to the government. They know we know they're crooks. They know we're awake. Look, most of the military knows what's going on. The low-level people aren't bad. Most police aren't bad. The globalists have failed to recruit criminals at every level. They've got the top, but they don't have the middle and the bottom. And so they're a paper tiger except during PSYOPs. And they could stage terror attacks and blame it on domestic groups and try to roll all this out. That is the great danger. That's why I'm here risking my life, my name, my treasure, everything, to expose their program and to call them out on it before they do it. I mean, do you understand how devastating that is to the system?
Oh, it's definitely devastating. But I'm afraid if they attack Iran and declare martial law, then a whole lot of people's going to start disappearing.
Yeah, well, when folks start disappearing, it's going to be like Solzhenitsyn talked about. We're not going to be burning in the camps here. 1% stands up. It's bye-bye to the system. So, I mean, it's a paper tiger. We move one pinky, and they're just raked aside. They're nothing. Paper tiger.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, we had a caller last hour point out a Yahoo News article with Christmas cards sent out by Fox News. And Fox News admits to it, showing their listeners as sheep and putting their viewers and listeners down as basically scum. And you're like, why are they like that? Well, con artists and no manipulators, they value people being conned. They enjoy disinformation. They relish lying about people. A normal person loves to teach someone a new skill. There's a real pleasure in that. It's a pleasure to teach someone carpentry or marksmanship or archery or video editing or gardening. That's what about 95% of the public's like. But scum, they're the type that think it's cute when you're walking by to stick their leg out and trip you. They revel in you being dumbed down. They revel in you being unaware. They revel in the fact that they sit there and wear fancy suits and look right into the teleprompter and practice looking confident. I mean, you watch the men on MSNBC, Fox is the worst. I mean, they just all look into the camera and just sit there with a satisfied, prideful look. It's just meant to totally make the insecure viewer feel pathetic that somebody's looking at them in a sharp overcoat, you know, with snow behind them, reporting from the White House. It's the big appeal to authority. They're up there, and they're telling you what's true. Alex Jones said, kill Michelle Malkin. Not true. They don't care. Jesse Ventura's glad the troops are dead. Isn't true. They don't care. Ron Paul can't win and is anti-American. And they've got some little tarts, women, who sit there with sexual frenzy in their eyes, smiling at you, flirting with you. I mean, that's how a woman acts in college when they find you attractive at a party and is coming over trying to pick you up. But see, it's not a real woman. It's a real person on the other end, but she's not really there in your living room on the big screen TV with her lipstick all done just right, being flirtatious. I mean, it's like a hooker. I was in New York City one time, and this beautiful woman comes prancing by there, trying to pick somebody up. Our demonstration had been going all day. It was breaking up, and she came by and walked back and forth in front of us, and some of the firefighters and police that were with us for the demonstration were, you know, laughing and whistling back at her, and like, oh, look at her. She's trying to make it look like we really, you know, need to hire her. And that's all it is they put whores up there on television to sit there and look at you like they are in love with you. And they're in New York City. They're in D.C. They're in Los Angeles. They're not in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They're not in Austin, Texas. They're not in Kansas City, Missouri. They're not in St. Louis, Missouri. They're not in Chicago, Illinois. They're not in Hackensack. They're not in Tallahassee, Florida. They're not in Dallas, Texas. They don't love you. They wouldn't give you the time of day out there on the street. You're like, we know that. Really? Do you consciously know that? Do you consciously know that? And the men, they all sit up there. I mean, this is taught in news, TV news. Like you're watching local TV. Then I'm going to your calls. Local TV news crew. They'll have the fatherly figure who gives you the political news locally and nationally that, you know, you're going to listen to. The archetypal chief type. It's a profile. And then they've got the little junior kind of, you know, good guy kid who reports, you know, the sports, that's the fun guy you can trust. And they've got the cute little, you know, little daughter type who's the good girl, kind of like Marianne. And then you've got the sexy ginger reporter. And then you've got the motherly type woman. And then you might even have a hoss type, you know, kind of a tough guy type that reports on police stories. And they sit there and they program it all out. But now they've just shifted purely because they know men mainly watch cable news to women with their lipstick all glittering. The ancient Babylonian, prostitute marker. I'm not knocking women that wear lipstick. I'm not going to go into what it's supposed to be. But, you know, the point is all of this is going on to archetypally manipulate you. I mean, let's just be honest about it. And then here's Fox News. In fact, we've got to show it again, since I mentioned it, please. Showing you a sheeple. And even Yahoo News and others that reported on this, Fox News even put this out publicly. Fox News posted this themselves. This is their total disdain for their viewers. Their hatred of them. Just the total joke of it all to them. Because, again, con men like to brag. The best part of it is doing it in front of you. And it says, in what's becoming an annual media tradition, Fox News used its holiday card to wish friends and family well this holiday season and take a swipe at CNN and MSNBC. See, even this person, Dylan Stableford, writing this, didn't even get the card because he's in a trance. Or he's part of the system and doesn't tell you the best part of the joke. The front of Fox's 2011 card, distributed to media journalists, including this one, features a cartoon Fox leading ABC, NBC, and CBS in a sheep sled race with jockeys for MSNBC and CNN watching from the sidelines. The idea is that Fox News, the top-rated cable news network, is so far ahead, it's now competing against the big three networks. Representatives of CNN and MSNBC did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Inside a poem to be sung to the tune of Joy to the World Begins. And it goes on to say Fox Business took a similar track, showing foxes roasting a peacock around an open flame. He doesn't mention surrounded by their sheep viewers. The real message here is we've got more slaves, more mind zombies than you do. See, I do not seek gold. I do not seek land. I do not seek sex, fame, none of it. None of it means anything. Property gold is just fuel to fund my operation and treasure to fight my enemies, but it's not what I... It's garbage. It's trash. What matters to me is ideas. What matters to Alex Jones is freedom and seeing control freaks and deceivers and those that would abuse the innocent cast down and broken. At the bottom of a cliff, that's what I seek. I seek exploration of the stars. I seek our destiny being fulfilled. I seek my progeny 1,000 years from now, not even knowing who I am, but looking back on this time when all of us turned the tide against dehumanization and a criminal group of humans trying to play God and set up an artificial environment and a total false mirage to control us. I stand against those that would make us mindless sheep. I stand against those that would keep people from knowledge. I stand against those who revel in keeping our people in bondage and darkness. That's who I stand against. And I'm here believing in my fellow humans, black, white, old, young, of every race, color, and creed. I believe in you. I know in my gut that if I come up here and pour out the full horror, which is impossible to do, but attempt it, that if I had to give you what I know and what I've researched and for yourself to see, don't believe a word I've said, that you will wake up and we will defeat these globalists. Let's go another call. We'll continue with calls till I'm done with this bank of calls, and I'll get to the big enchilada news, doomsday. Not saying doomsday is coming, but the globalists have false doomsdays planned. I'm going to break this down for you coming up. Let's go ahead and talk to Henry in Canada. You're on the air.
Good night again, Dr. Jones.
Hey, buddy, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to speak to the GoDaddy guy. I was going to get a website a little while ago through GoDaddy, but then I found out about SOPA, and it was a no boycott. I just have two quick observations. I woke up about a third of my high school, back when I was in high school, really woke them up. And I noticed that the, what you call the rap and the heavy metal crowd, what you call the bad kids, tend to be a lot more awake and independent.
I'm not saying you're bad if you're covered head to toe with tattoos or have Rasta hair. I don't care. I'm talking about some people like that who they think that's what makes them different and then they're not politically involved. I agree with you. Folks that start out going that direction tend to already be disillusioned, so they'll believe the truth a lot quicker than people that have bought into the lie and have gotten their 30 pieces of silver. Go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of them, of course, are useless drug addicts, but they're more receptive, I found, to really hardcore political information. And I think that's because they don't have a lot invested in the perceived norms of society.
No, that's right. Most people that serve darkness think they're on the winning team. I've seen them when I criticize the system, they'll get a gleam in their eye and speak for the system as if they're the system. I mean, it's so pathetic. I had the system recognized before I knew how effective I was going to be, repeatedly try to hire me. And the average yuppie would sell their mother to be accepted by the power structure. The last people I'd ever want to hang out with is the power structure. They are the most empty, vapid, soulless, disgusting people in a trillion years. I'd rather hang out with some old, poor auto mechanic who's 85-year-old and fish with him and learn some true wisdom. And be around a real soul and around the highest crystal mountains of power and the ivory towers of the power structure. That is a cursed place of emptiness and pain, and the spirit of the devil resides there. Caller, anything else you want to add?
Yeah, just one.
Stay there. I'm coming back to you. Another caller. Stay with us. It's a worldwide transmission, a beacon like a lighthouse. I don't want you to even believe what I believe. I want you to just wake up, look around you, and realize a lot of bad things are happening. A lot of really evil people have been left to the controls of society, and nobody can deny that. So the question is, what are you going to do about it? Well, I don't want to hear there's nothing we can do. That's the biggest lie in the world. Every time good people take action, it's amazing what we can get done. An example of that was the guy calling in who we're tracking down right now. It looks like he is the guy that started that whole boycott of GoDaddy. Of course, it's one of our listeners. We're going to get him on the show officially. But going back to Henry, and then we'll go to James and others that are holding. Henry in Canada, finish up the other point you wanted to make.
Okay. I eat, sleep, breathe, and drink Ron Paul, and I don't trust him with my life like some people. But I think it's time to get really tactical and serious, and if big foundation people are going to pretend to be supporters and false flag us, then I think at a grassroots level, we can go out to their events and false flag them. That's all.
Yeah, there's a problem, though. Dirty tricks work, but then they end up turning you into what you claim you were fighting.
I'm aware of that argument. I've heard that before, but I've also seen I've seen it firsthand with We Are Change Victoria and the Occupy movement. And at a certain point, if they're going to make up shit about you, yeah.
All right, let him go. All right, sir. All right. Let's go ahead and take a call here from James in Arizona. James, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, Alex? How you doing?
Good, sir. Good to talk to you.
I've called a couple of times before. I'm a Prison Planet TV member. I haven't seen much news about it. I've only seen the UK online, the Mail online talk about it, and a couple other news sites. It's very small news, but there is a article out, and the best article is with the Mail online. They're talking about a Polish officer. He's being asked at a press conference about the plane crash.
Which was clearly an assassination, and we've seen the footage of it crashes in Russia, and you hear gunshots, and troops are running around. Very suspicious. That whole Downing was very suspicious. And then the guy commits suicide. We had that story yesterday. I didn't show it. I meant to cover it. I didn't show it because I don't want to show him shooting himself in the head, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to make sure that it got out there because that was a pretty big deal, and you know, I just trying to do my part to get the news around. So
No, I'm glad you called in because I did mean to talk about it. But I mean, remember that whole suspicious thing when the plane goes down and witnesses said it blew up before it crashed? And then I've seen the footage of somebody out there walking around and you hear gunshots and it looks like they're killing people that are still alive. And the question is, would the Russians sabotage that plane as the Polish president came in? I know Tarpley and others, you know, didn't think so. But what do you think about that whole situation? And now the head guy investigating it, you know, shoots himself in the head on TV.
Oh, absolutely. I think that the Polish officer obviously knew something. I think he was disgraced. He felt horrible about it. And I think that it was an assassination by the Eurocrats to get rid of him. And basically,
well, yeah, that was the thing, because that Polish president, they tried to blame it on the Russians, but that's what others said. No, he wasn't going along with signing Poland over to austerity and signing them on to derivatives debts they didn't own.
Absolutely. That's what I think it was. It was just like Nigel Farage's plane going down or anything like that. I mean, there's a lot of powerful people involved in the Polish cabinet and his presidency were completely nationalistic and wanted nothing to do with the euro. One other thing I wanted to add is that, I got my InfoWars bumper sticker on my car, and I swear everywhere I go, I mean, I've had a sheriff's officer ask me about it. They're like, yeah, listen, Alex Jones. I go anywhere. I go just anywhere around town, and I have random people of all persuasions, law enforcement, government, everywhere. Like, hey, InfoWars, I listen to Alex Jones. I mean, it's like crazy. When I go to college and I start talking about you, immediately people go, you listen to Alex Jones. I mean, it's crazy how many people actually know about your show, and it's like hit critical mass. So I just wanted to let you know that. I mean, I can't go anywhere without at least 1 in 5 people knowing your show and listening. So wanted to throw that out there.
Thank you so much. God bless you. No, we know about it, and that's the thing. It something that does creep me out, not the New World Order killing me or demonizing me or setting me up. I'm committed. Whatever happens, happens. It's in God's hands. I'm sure it's part of God's plan. You just got to make peace with it, like anybody that has a dangerous job. What is creepy is that I am not arrogant. I'm aggressive. People misunderstand that for arrogance. And I don't have a very high view of myself. And I don't feel like I'm doing enough. And I think about, my gosh, I've got this platform now where I'm reaching 15 million people or more every week. I mean, it's crazy. And how do I properly, you know, really speak to people and really help.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, look, I said I'd get into this big doomsday scenario because it's finally getting attention, but because of other news and your calls, I promise I will get to it at the start of the second segment next hour, 8 after. Quite frankly, because in all the hubbub, there's a bunch of other news I need to get to, And I've also had them print some additional documents because I decided to cover this right at the start of the show today because one of the producers came in here and said, you haven't covered this except briefly. This is pretty big. And I said, yeah, it is big. Thanks for pointing that out. It's the government having universities create airborne weaponized versions of mouse pox, bird flu, you name it, where it kills 90%+. In some cases, 99%. I mean, and it's made, and the government made it. And then you see the headline, government told university not to publish how to make it, as if they're trying to protect you. And then hidden in plain view, the government is who ordered it made. So I want to tie this into just a few of the other connections to it. Not just here, but all over the world. They want the plausible deniability. They want to be able to claim it's an accident when this stuff gets released. They've got all these movies that are out about the majority of the world population dying to create the psychological racial memory. So when it happens, everybody just accepts it. And they romanticize. I've got to do a full report on this. How wonderful the Black Plague was. In fact, will you call Aaron in here real quick? Because I keep saying I'm going to cover this, and now I'm up to about 20 articles we've printed. See, that's the problem. I read one article, and then it chain reactions my thought into hundreds of other data points. Because I don't want to just tell you what I'm saying is going on. I want to show it to you. Aaron, do me a big favor, buddy. I'm going to do this like 8 after next hour, so I know you'll get tied into it and spend hours digging stuff up, and that's fine because I want to do a special report on this in the next few days or next week or something. Just make sure this is the next thing. But I want to give it a headline like something like, a new Black Death or why they love the Black Death, something like that. Will you pull me some globalist quotes about how great the Black Plague was? What Russell, More Modern Times, some UN statements, and then we've got Huxley, I know, talked about it, and we've also got their progenitor, Galton, but even before him, we've got Sir Malthus. Because I want to point out, it isn't just Ian Fleming with Moonraker where, the industrialist goes off world in a space station and kills everybody so that the genetically pure can come back. This isn't just in Hollywood. I want to get into Moonraker, too, and just show people this in the culture. And then maybe show The Shape of Things to Come that he wrote in the late 20s, came out in a movie in the early 30s, where they've got, in the 30s, swept wing B-2 bombers dropping atomic bombs on cities to reduce their population and make them serve the globo peace. Just give me the Black Plague stuff. Thank you. I don't want to just say they're into the Black Plague. I want to show people. Okay, so they're getting a new Black Plague ready, but it won't be bubonic plague carried by fleas. It'll be sprayed on you by drone. And most of you listening to my voice will be murdered by them. Folks, you've seen a lot of wild stuff happen so far. I'm telling you, this is all going to happen. You ignore me at your peril. But the most important thing is if we don't stop them, by exposing this ahead of it happening, those of you that survive don't believe the transmissions to you to come out and the system wants to work with you. You're the survivors. Don't go along with it. I mean, if you're in a rural area that's not hitting the first wave, do not believe the system. If you're in the military and you're loading drones with this stuff in the future, we got some Sunshine Project documents on that the Marine Corps asked be reclassified, but they're too stupid to get it off of the Google and Wayback Machines. See, I'm already getting into this. I shouldn't even get into the real news without actually codifying it all and putting it in a detailed news report because this stuff is so serious. I've got to give it the respect it deserves and put it together in a stunning presentation. This is why I wake up at 3 a.m. at night. And then they're like, hey, have you seen this article? And I'm like, yeah, I've seen it. Man, I tell you what, it's really uncool. God, that's the only word I got. I mean, and all you idiots out there that think this show's funny and think, no, this is going to happen. Man, they're already putting poison in your water, your food. They're already playing games. We've already got a slow kill holocaust with different cancer rates, 2,000 to 3,000% up from 50 years ago. Brain disorders are off the charts. I mean, it's just diabetes. The honeybees are almost completely dying. Fish are washing up dead everywhere in rivers. They're having both sexual organs just because the runoff of what we eat and drink is killing them. I mean, we're a tough, tough species, folks. We got organs designed to process huge amounts of poison. We are special. And the globalists are a group of our own species playing God, who are the aberrant psychopaths, and they've set up this system, and we've got to warn people. We've got to warn people. And I understand why folks can't understand this, because it's so wicked that people just can't come face to face with it. But Dr. Pianca and others, you read about these scientists that give speeches about how 90% of us need to die and how airborne Ebola is probably what's going to be the best. And then he says, I'm ready for my family to die. It's for the earth. And he gets a standing ovation with the scientists of Texas. That's just one award. He's gotten awards in Europe. They reportedly were crying in rapture. I mean, just demonically possessed by some wild thing of we're special, we're at an event, talking about killing everyone. And they just get so thrilled by it, they start crying. It's beyond anything I can imagine. And by the way, I demanded from his comments that the FBI visit him, and they did. And then he went on MSNBC and he went, hey, man, I'm just talking about there being too many people, man. Hey, man. The guy can barely talk. You always notice the top priest of this thing are addled weirdos. And you go to his official UT website, he's out there with his buffalo, and there's weird cryptic statements. You can't make up reality. It's too weird. He's dressed in a druidic priest outfit with a Gandalf staff talking about Lucifer. That's in my film Endgame, by the way. And I've told this story. We covered it at the time. I started getting emails and calls and all sorts of stuff of, you know, remove this photo off the website. I don't give you permission of me there, you know, with him from the local paper or this other person. Don't you talk about this. And then here's my graduate paper. I'm now a PhD in molecular biology at such and such. And then I went and searched the people's names. And they'd be in white lab coats at bioweapon labs sending me threatening emails saying, Dr. Pianca is too liberal. We must get rid of all humans as parasites. And then you look up their name and they're in white lab coats running bioweapon facilities. I mean, do you understand the danger we're in? Can you even begin to grasp it? They're a cult of control freaks. And like moths to a flame, their intellects are so small, their souls are so crushed or non-existent that somebody gets up and projects skulls on a wall and says, get rid of humans, and they start cheering. I'll guarantee you, if they do release this airborne stuff, the mouse pox, the weaponized bird flu, the Ebola, they are going to scream running for whatever cure there is. That, of course, will sterilize them. And they're going to hate what happens to them. It's I don't know why the weak worship at the altar of power, of dark, bloody power. They worship evil. They just think it gives them power. Destruction is not power. Creation is power. It doesn't matter. If we don't start turning things around, and there's some evidence we could, but if we don't really have a real gut check and grow up, and if people, I mean, if I was a new listener driving down the highway on all the dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of AM and FM stations we have across the country, and I heard somebody talking like this, and I didn't know about this stuff, I would go look up what they were saying. And if I found out it was true, I would do everything in my power to warn people. Billboards, my own radio show, whatever it took. Lawsuits, you name it. If I found out that I was lying, if I found out that person was lying, I would do everything in my power to expose them. You know the reason we're being put on so many AM and FM stations. You know the reason they've had us down for over 2 years on XM. You know why we're accepted now. It's because people actually did go look. And you know what? When they look, they don't like what they find. You think I like what I find? You think I like it? People are like, oh, be a little more positive. Oh, don't be so negative. Hey, it's not negative. If I come home and a tree has fallen into my house, it's happened before, and I'm looking out the roof and water's pouring in. Oh, just be positive. Imagine there's not a hole in your roof. Imagine there's not water throughout your house. No, that would be mentally ill and delusional. I got some Ron Paul news, and I'm going back to your calls, and I'll get into the big Judgment Day thing. I already covered some of it. And nobody can seem to want to do anything about this, because even people that are awake say, well, Alex, you know, I'm a Christian. It's the end of the world. You know, next month or next year. So this is all in God's plan. No, God's plan is for you to occupy the land. God's plan is for you to fight evil. Regardless of the outcome, justice be done, may the heavens fall. And folks, again, I'll say it. If you don't believe in God, you better believe in a devil. I don't know how a lot of people say they believe in God, but not a devil. I mean, look, if there's not a devil, I'd be surprised. I mean, I'm surprised humans could come up with stuff this evil. Well, it might as well be a devil. Because let me tell you, you can't think stuff up like this. When you study these people and what they're doing, you're like, they do that? And the tricks within tricks on top of tricks and in ways that it's always worse than you thought. It's always, and then it's worse after that, and then worse after that. If you can think it up, you can go Google search it, and they're doing it, and it's worse than you even thought. Bottomless pit of evil. It's a bottomless pit for a reason. And it goes to a place where we don't want to go. My dad tells a story of my sister, I think it was like 4 years old or something, and they were on a vacation, and just she saw a few minutes of Beetlejuice. Not really that scary of a movie, but kind of creepy. And there's a waiting room in it where the dead are waiting to, you know, to go on to the next dimension or whatever. And my sister looks up at my dad and says, Daddy, don't ever take me there. Because they took her, you know, to Europe and South America, Central America, all that. And she said, Daddy, don't ever take me there. Because, you know, it looked like an airport waiting room or something. Don't ever take me there. Well, let me tell you something. Tyrants take us very bad places. That's the norm. And for people out there that can't get their minds around this, my frustration is that if we just learn to recognize evil, just learn to recognize corruption. I mean, somehow it's a conspiracy theory if you talk about government corruption. That's the answer by the paid-for media. Oh, you don't trust what known liars tell you? That's crazy. The highest, I think it was Lionel who was on with us last week made that point. Nowadays, the highest compliment is to say somebody's crazy. It's like that Gnarls Barkley song. John, if you can dig it up, let's go out with it, or let's come back in with it. Or I guess we have it. We'll come back in with it. And he says, you know, does that make me crazy? You know, he says, I wasn't crazy because I didn't know enough. I was crazy because I knew too much. And let me tell you, it's bottomless, folks. Just go take a look. One cannot be told about the Matrix. One cannot be told about the New World Order. Look, look. Just go look. We have these headlines with these backdrops out there about, oh, the government got caught laundering $100 billion there, billions here, all running drugs, all running guns, blaming on the Second Amendment. Nobody gets in trouble. Oh, MF Global took that billion plus. No, I'm not getting in trouble. Got caught lying to Congress. So what? No big deal. Eh, take the veterans' death benefits. Eh, no big deal. Oh, really? What's coming next? See, that's the thing about going off the cliff. No one can believe this is all happening, even as it happens. You ever been in a car wreck? And two or three seconds as you see that person running the red light, seems like 5 minutes, and you're just like, oh my gosh, I should have looked. That person's running that red light. Happened to me once in high school. I was driving with friends, and I'm like, oh, this is not going to feel good. You know, spinning off the road, people all bleeding, hurt, chopped up. the same thing. I'm just like going, oh, it's really happening. Coming right at us. By the time I got blown off the road by the tornado. It felt like 2 minutes spinning off the road, down an embankment, looking over to my dad and saying, brace for impact. Hit the oak trees. Boom, that car accordions in. We're going to go to break and get to this Ron Paul news. You got a lot of news because they like petty stuff, and they thought it was something to make Ron Paul look bad. He's in this diner. He gets mobbed by about 150, the media said over 150 news people and crews. And so they start grabbing and saying, we're not leaving Ron Paul, and grabbing at him. And some guy's on a bullhorn in there. So he goes out, and this reporter, Dana Bash, comes up and says, oh, a lady was going to vote for you, but not after you rudely left. And he said, you know, that's a hit piece. That's a cheap question. Jesse Benton cuts in, campaign manager, says, we're not going to, we're going to talk to other media here that's all lined up. And they tried to spin it like last time they said he ran out of a interview. Of course, they cut it. He said, I'll give you 10 minutes. They did 10 minutes. Said, all right, thank you. Hey, it's fine. See you later. They cut it to say he stormed out. This time they spun it. Then they put Dana Bash on CNN yesterday to say, we sure hope he doesn't get elected, because they marvel at how well he's doing, the Republican leadership. But we're just here to tell you, you still can't elect him, even if he comes in second here and wins in other states. Because I'm Dana Bash, and I tell you what to think. I get off on that, that you're unconscious and that you listen to me. Just like that's CNN for you. Notice in Fox's Christmas cards they send out, all the media is pulled by sheep. We pay for it. We support them. They think we're jokes, and it's time to wake up and call them on it.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
Does that make me crazy?
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
Possibly.
Possibly.
In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
And all that you have in the time of your life.
And that's why the globalist.
But think twice.
Seek to dumb you down. They don't want you to understand how the world works. Because then they can control you, and that is a great crime against humanity. Okay, let's go to this Ron Paul clip. And this is why they always try to keep Ron Paul off my show. They always want to say I'm radical, I'm bad. Because America has put up with radical corruption. America has gotten radically comfortable with being robbed. Because it couldn't happen here. America has gotten way too complacent. And so I come along and slap people upside the head with a giant 2x4 reality. And they're like, oh my gosh, keep him in the basement. Keep him hidden. He's crazy. It's not working anymore. And they're doing the same thing here. She's followed him around, gotten his face. He's told her leave him alone. And then she goes on CNN. This is on YouTube, shot off the TV, so the audio is not the best. And basically tells everybody, because she says so. She's going to tell you how to think, because you're one of her sheep, she thinks. The minute you break that trance, you're like, why is this chicken neck nobody arrogantly telling me how the world works? They're con men. Confidence game. Just don't play. Don't play their game anymore. Break with them. Doesn't mean go with me. Break with their bull. Admit they're arrogant. You cannot deny she's here in this clip telling you how to think. Here it is.
Now, for now, obviously, they are very much focused on getting out as many voters to the caucus sites across the state as possible. Tomorrow, I'm hearing from Republicans, John, who are affiliated with other campaigns, that they are amazed at how wonderful, frankly, that they say the Ron Paul organization is. We'll see if that actually bears out tomorrow. But in terms of the long term, there's no question. I'm sure you talk to Republicans who are worried as well, just like I am, that Ron Paul will continue on long into the spring and summer, even further.
Worried.
Even if he runs as a Republican or as an independent, he could really hurt whomever the Republican nominee is, because still nobody thinks, even if he does well here in New Hampshire, that he will ultimately be the nominee. I'm sure you talk to Republicans who are worried as well, just like I am, that Ron Paul will continue on.
Because he can't win. Even if he wins, he doesn't win. And we're like, yes, master, we are zombies. She's like, go walk off the cliff. Yes, master, bash, walk off cliff. I mean... And John King sits there the whole time like he's really into it. I'll do that when I have guests on. I mean, if I'm really interested, I listen, and really pay attention. Or if I don't like what, the direction things are boring or inconsequential, I'll interrupt or whatever. I don't sit there and listen to a guest and go, John King's looking there going, this is so important. All these little affectations like, oh, you're so credible. That's like that MSNBC show where he's attacking myself and Ron Paul. And he looks to some blogger they've got. He says, is that credible what Ron Paul and Alex Jones are saying? Is that credible? She goes, no. And he goes, see? I mean, here, I could just talk to this this little cup of picante sauce. Is it credible that air is good to breathe for us? I mean, because people say we need it. Or are they conspiracy theorists? Oh, the cup of picante sauce says appeal to authority. No.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'll continue with your calls after I break down the weaponized bioweapon system and what could lead to a doomsday scenario the globalists are planning. It's in the cards. But exposure can't stop them. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Tommy in Tennessee, thank you for holding. You're on the air worldwide, then Billy and others.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
First of all, I'd like to say the wife, the children, and I go into a prayer of agreement daily for the protection of you, the crew, and the Pauls, along with your family.
Thank you.
One thing I've... realize this whole racism with Ron Paul. Mitt Romney was a missionary for the Mormons, and the Mormons do believe that when Cain killed Abel, that they were marked by being black. Why is that never exposed in the media? He is a racist.
I didn't know that, but Mitt Romney is the establishment candidate, so he could have literal skeletons in his closet and not get in trouble. I mean, the guy is for carbon taxes and wrote the law for Massachusetts that is Obamacare. And wait, there's more. He's for gun control, open borders. I mean, just like it's all the same stuff with Gingrich. I mean, anybody the system is comfortable with is a globalist. I mean, it's real simple, really.
System. Nobody exposes the fact that the Mormons do believe this. There's a cartoon of it that you can watch on YouTube, and it just exposes the whole Mormon religion, and it's just demonic. It's just evil.
Well, and, I don't really know that much about Mormon folks, and we have a lot of listeners that are Mormons and seem like really nice people, but I think that should be looked into if what you're saying has any merit in it, or if it's true. The thing is, there's so many different religions and groups that I've over the years, I think I've heard some of that before, but I've never actually dug into it. I did see the South Park, though. But who knows if that's true? You know, they make fun of 9/11 truthers. Why don't you send me some information on that?
I'm a Crimson Planet TV member, but I don't do it from my home.
I hear you, my friend. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Billy Bob in California. Billy Bob, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I'm a bit nervous. I called Burmese's show 2 years ago warning of the specific internet censorship approach. I'm actually involved at the registrar level of the internet. What I think I'm seeing is SOPA is serving to distract the discussion from the upcoming new TLD deployment. There was a very strong new TLD opposition before this SOPA discussion started. And SOPA is serving to, in my opinion, buy off those that were trying to fight the new TLD deployment.
Yeah, I know they're about to change who holds the domain name registration and designation, and I guess the that would be the DNS. And I mean, I know my IT people understand it. I don't fully understand it, but I know that they're talking about handing it over to this, you know, global group, and they're saying if we don't like you, you're going to be delisted. Not only will they shut down your website itself, but they'll shut down. And then now they're announcing that they want an internet ID, and so you'll then be banned off the internet without judge or jury if they ever say so. So it's all part of tracking everything you do as well. Is that an accurate summation?
Roughly, that's probably where it's headed.
Okay, well, I'm going to stop you then. You got 3 minutes. I want you to get together what the TLD is. I remember seeing that in the last few months, big hubbub about it. Explain it in layman's terms to people straight ahead here and why you see the SOPA bill as a distraction compared to what's happening with ICANN and all the rest of it. Explain it to us in layman's terms on the other side. Then I'll get into the eugenics news and more of your calls today. Wow, it's great taking calls, isn't it? They're taking us in every direction you can imagine.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to get into the true threats that humanity faces, the globalist eugenics program here today, and I'm going to do an in-depth special report that will air probably Thursday or Friday. Coming up later this week on this with even more documentation. Then we'll continue with your phone calls. But if you just joined us, Billy in California called, and he was talking about the SOPA bill that gives government the illegitimate power to selectively kill switch people's domains. No judge, no jury. If there's a copyright claim, they just shut you down. I have an article today that even copyright trolls, even lawyers are saying this is out of control. The 80 inventors of the internet have gone public and said it's the end of the internet as we know. It's the Chinese communist style system that Yahoo, Google, and Microsoft have helped build for them in China. But separately, the caller rung a bell that in the last month or two, I've seen other people worrying about the handover of the ICANN system or where the domains are actually registered, basically to the UN and another private consortium. He's calling it, you know, this new TLD negotiation. So we'll look more into this, caller. Billy, in layman's terms, you're saying you work at the IT level for domain control globally. And I know still that's held with, I guess, network solutions here. But just break it down for us, and then I'll have my researchers ferret into it. And then we can get a new report out and explain that it's not just SOPA, that that's part of it. Again, the reason I'm holding you over is what you talked about, I am somewhat aware of, but technically, in layman's terms, break it down for everybody.
Okay, I'm not involved with Network Solutions. There's approximately 1,200 companies that are involved with that level of management. So I just want to make that clear. My concern, top-level domains. Top-level domains are .com, .net. That is the text to the right of the dot in the address. There is about to be an expansion of those top-level domains. My concern is something that's very different about, very subtle and very different about these new top-level domains. They will not have pricing caps. Currently, .com, .net, .org, and other top-level domains have pricing caps. That means that all registrants, when the registration occurs at the registry, the price charged is the same for all registrations. The new TLDs will not have those pricing caps. They will be they can be individually priced. It is up to the option.
And so who makes the money off of that? You're saying just like a .TV, they can charge more already. You're saying the system's going to make money off this and probably use it to censor the web?
That's where I'm headed. So basically what happens is when the new top-level domains come out, they have no pricing caps. There's an equal treatment clause between the registries and ICANN. So the natural next step is for the .com, .net, and other registries that have pricing caps to say, look, these new top-level domains have no pricing caps, and you have to treat us equally. We want a removal of our pricing caps. So immediately.
And so now Infowars.com is not $5 to re-register for the year. It could be $10,000.
Well, here's my concern. This is a ridiculous argument, and I don't agree with it, but I see this being the argument that somebody tries to use. You, Alex Jones, have developed a huge following on your Infowars.com domain name, and therefore the burden, quote-unquote, that you are creating on the infrastructure is much greater than everybody else.
No, they're already saying that where the people that use the most bandwidth, even though you're already paying for it with your data plan on your cell phone or DSL or whatever, that you've got to pay more, even though that's already all priced in on the data plan you get. They're already, just like they put taxes on trucks 90 years ago, saying they're using your roads and then it gets given to everybody. No, they've said under Internet too, that is the strategy. You're absolutely right.
The critical difference there is that is on the client side. That is on the people at home using the Internet. That hasn't been presented at the server side, and you are connecting up and being available on the Internet. So the next step is, my concern is the attack on people who are manifesting the content on the Internet and how that is linked to the domain registration. So.
Yeah, but they're also saying now they're transferring it to this other quasi-private group and that they're going to just start killing domains. And then some would argue, well, you could still at least have a server address, the zeros and ones or whatever. But they're saying now that they can even start killing the DNS number, correct?
Yeah, and the link between that, in my view, is ICANN has a monopoly on control of top-level domains. And so as they expand new top-level domains, of course, they're going to expand the ones that have the greatest possibility of success, going back to the revenue generation that you were talking about. And that basically denies third parties from creating alternative domain name systems. Therefore, over time and very quickly, you have a crystallization of the monopoly of naming under ICANN. At that point, ICANN is just a wedge control of the Internet. And sure, transferring that to another entity, in effect, transfers the control of the Internet itself.
So it's like handing the deeds over to the public highways to foreign offshore megabanks, and then they slap toll roads on it and restripe the road and call it a new road and get around the federal law that you can't put a toll on an existing paid-for freeway that becomes a tollway. And this is the name of the game. They just rename it and take it over. And look, if you go back to Internet 2 meetings they've had for 12, 13 years I've followed, they always talk about this. This has always been their plan. The question is, will they get away with it? And now under the threat of cyber attacks and things that undoubtedly they'll launch themselves, they're moving in that direction because from what I've seen, the power structure thought they'd use the Internet and the public would never organize against the, quote, dinosaur media and defeat it. Now that they're being routed and that they're so scared, they are going to attempt a cocktail or a wolf pack strategy to cut off different ways of the web and phase it into this controlled taxed system. That's admittedly now happening. The question is technology developing so fast and proliferating so fast that as they try to start shutting us down, which is already beginning, we grow into new areas and expand, metastasize virally, if you could use their terms, to where they can't stop us. The question is, can we spread faster than they can stop us? And will people realize these moves are being made because the system wants to keep control of the matrix?
Agreed. People need to come up with alternative ways of indexing the internet. Currently, people in first world countries, the cost of a domain registration is negligible. So the cost of people having a voice on the internet and access to the entire internet and everybody on it is negligible. But if that cost suddenly goes from $6 to $6,000, it becomes very obvious that free speech ends, and the empowerment of the individual that the internet provides ends there.
Well, it's worse than that, though. You're absolutely right, but it's worse than that. They're coming out and saying under SOPA, they'll order search engines to delist information. They're talking about using the Shazam-type software where they can just erase a person's voice off the web. Give the orders, send the network-wide command out to everyone, and then basically have a voice, my voice or others' voices, erased. I mean, they could. This is really the stuff we're getting into here. The taxing, the regulations, the killing sites without ever being convicted. I mean, it is designed. And of course, the inventors of the internet, most of them are establishment types, but they're saying it's going to screw the internet up. I mean, do you have a concern there on the SOPA situation that bringing in Chinese-style or Iranian-style censorship is going to really screw the internet up?
Please don't misunderstand anything that I said as support for SOPA. I agree with everything that you're saying about SOPA. SOPA fundamentally destroys and will cause corruption of the domain name system in very damaging ways and in very lasting ways. For example, if somebody shuts down a domain name, okay, that gets filtered. Well, those lists that are used to perform that filtering operation, there is no requirement to ever clean up those lists. So, in effect, once that domain name gets added to the list, it will never be removed. So just the potential poisoning of valuable domain names forever is itself a destabilization on the entire naming system.
And now they're coming out, you know, News Corp suing Skype because it has the word sky in it. This patenting of words and language to disassemble it. George Orwell is rolling in his grave.
Internet is a disruptive technology, and disruption is a potential for innovation. In my view, intellectual property is having a change forced onto it. It does not want to change. It wants to impose its will on the internet. This is the battle. I think this is something that I hear Max Kaiser saying in very specific ways of ending copyrights and so forth. I don't agree with that. I think there needs to be a change so that people can have some type of an ownership and present it. But SOPA is not a way to do that.
Exactly. What's going to happen is they're going to try to apply souped up old copyright to new technologies and actually discredit any type of copyright in and of itself. I mean, it's going to be, folks, it's going to get crazy. And you're absolutely right. Very great points. Thank you so much, sir. I concur with your expert analysis that God knows what he's talking about. Okay, we're going to come back for this short segment the next, then I'll get to the rest of your calls. Aaron Dykes is in here with me. I want to get into weaponized bird flu, and then that leads us into a bunch of other areas. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Okay, Aaron Dykes is in studio with us. And I've talked about this topic some in the past, but it's been back in the news lately. Here is a headline, an engineered doomsday. And then we've got another one here from ABC News. U.S. blocks publication of research on highly contagious bird flu strain. And it says scientists have long worried that an influenza virus that has been ravaging poultry and wild birds in Asia might evolve to pose a threat to humans. Now scientists, financed by the National Institutes of Health, have shown in a laboratory how it could happen. In the process, they created a virus that could kill tens or hundreds of millions of people if it escaped confinement or was stolen by terrorists. Just like Foot and Mouth in 2000 got released in England by the government. They later had to admit that. They claimed it must have been terrorist. And then within one day got distributed to hundreds of locations around the country. No, the government did it. And it goes on, we nearly always champion unfettered science research and open publication of the results. In this case, it looks like the research should never have been undertaken because the potential harm is so catastrophic that the potential benefits from studying the virus is so speculative. And it goes on to break down the weaponization of the H5N1 to where it just kills the vast majority. This virus in birds kills over 90% of the birds that come in contact with it. Now, here is, again, that I was mentioning the ABC News article, but when this hit the Chicago Tribune, ABC News, Associated Press, it was, oh, the feds blocked the publication. Isn't that nice of them? Of course, it was the feds paid for it, if you read deeper. And so my point is, you've got 36 level 4 bioweapons labs. Now, that's supposed to be 3 stories underground. It's supposed to have minefields around it, electrified barbed wire fences, armed guards on the top with machine guns. Minefields. Minefields. Instead, they've got level 4 everywhere. It finally hit the news out of 36 they built since 2001 after the government launched the anthrax attack. It was a government strain, not made in a bathtub. It's come out even in corporate whore media that they've tried to frame 3 people, and the next patsy they grabbed died mysteriously in custody. They never mentioned that they had a stomach full of pills while in the psychiatric ward they took him to that day. One way to make sure a patsy doesn't expose that he's a patsy, just kill him. And it's since come out that that was a staged event. This is a government that ships guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. I mean, wake up. The government is also, they go into this, dug up the dead bodies of whalers from the 1918 influenza in the frozen tundra of Alaska and other areas. They've weaponized that. I've been talking about that forever. And then I've got other articles here out of CBS News and others. Mousepox superbug test riles. AP. CBS News carries the AP. And it says they were given a federal grant created to genetically engineer mousepox virus designed to evade vaccines and to sterilize the rats. They wanted a vaccine that sterilizes them. But instead, it kills 99% of them. Go read all this. Underscoring biotechnology's deadly potential and stirring debate over whether such research plays in the hands of terrorists. You mean the globalists that run our society? Here's another one. Mousepox and bioweapons. Australian scientists tried to create a strain of mousepox virus that would cause sterility in female mice. What they created was a killer virus that vaccination could only partially control. The research has prompted fears that the strategy could be used for the development of biological weapons. Gee, you think so? They claim BioShield is to fight bioweapons releases, but what it's doing is creating them. Airborne mousepox, you can make for any mammal, 99% kill rate. Airborne Ebola, 90%+ kill rate. Airborne H1N1 mixed with bird flu, 90%+ kill rate. We're talking about you and your whole trendy family dying if you're an establishment lover. All the trendiness ending. And the globalists just go in their underground bunkers with their seed vaults and all the rest of it. And this is all they ever talk about. Once the world government's in place, once they've mopped up the few sovereign countries that aren't under their control, China's under their control, forced abortion, infanticide, all of it. Once they've got Iran and Libya's mopped up now, and Venezuela, it'll be mopped up. Once they're all mopped up, once the global police state's in place, they're going to have some smaller bio releases, so you learn to do whatever they say, and they'll have the cure for you. Don't worry. You'll be sterile, of course, from the cure, but that's a side issue. Then once they've got you fully tied down, this is their master plan, we've reverse engineered it, then they kill almost everybody. We'll document it straight ahead. So, There are countless documented quotes, and we're going to go over some of them here in a moment with Aaron, with the head of the vaccine program of the Army, with the government developing the Spanish flu, talking about exterminating humanity, killing the individual. There are literally thousands of these quotes, all public, and that's why Dr. Pianca, one poster boy we're going to read quotes from here in a minute, from the speech he gave with a standing ovation with the Texas Academy of Sciences, where he's talking about eradicating the population, and they're all crying. It's like such a sick power trip. This is their religion. You're not given the PhD. You're not advanced. You don't get the book deals. You don't get the grants unless you're one of these people. And they've got the majority of them now. And they are, most of them, very unintelligent, very addled, but they are people that are into humans being trash and garbage. Because I guess they look at the rest of the world through their own eyes of what they think of themselves, what they are. But don't speak for us, pal. We're not garbage, okay? Incredible species that gave us Beethoven and the space program and all the science and the beauty. You just keep your hands off our humanity. If humanity's so bad, kill yourself. Keep your hands off us. And on Pianca about bisphenol A and how cutesy it all is. See, they all just do this and see us as a bunch of sheep and think it's funny. So, the feds don't want this weaponized bird flu that they hired universities to create talking about it. But they also don't want you talking about how they're doing these in level 2 labs. I mean, a level 2 lab is just a swipe a card to go into an area. And they supposedly wear gloves and masks. Oh, that's really wonderful. So it's this beyond laissez-faire attitude. It's your tax money paying for all of it. And here are some of the reports. And they're saying an engineered doomsday. That's what they're doing. Our criminal government has spent more than all other governments combined on military to protect America. In quotes, they say they've done all of this. They've spent more on underground bases. That's on the congressional record. But then everything about the bases is secret. Switzerland, for a tiny amount compared to it, has underground bases with a 2-year food supply, water, power, grenade launchers, machine guns for their entire population. They have armored redoubts for nothing compared to what our government's spent per citizen. And they've all got underground bases for nuclear war, everything, everything. Our government has spent more per capita than any other country and other countries combined. And I grew up in Dallas and it's still there. You go in those underground parking garages, it'll say nuclear fallout zone. You're supposed to go in there with your family and sit there while y'all die of radiation poisoning and the globalists come dig your skeletons out later if they feel like it. Or they just say those are the catacombs. This is what national security is. Evil took America over. It got us to accept giving up our liberties to fight the commie evil or the Muslim extremist evil. All these things they protected and fostered and used. And they've got all these articles about, thank goodness the feds are stopping, the publishing of how to make super death. Oh, it'll kill 90%+ of you. Oh, it's airborne. Oh. Meanwhile, you go research everybody involved to head up each one of these universities and government. This is the stuff you're being told about. Are all wild eugenicists. You just type in the scientist's name and you'll get wild quotes after it, how they want to kill everybody and how bad everybody is down the line. Again, these people go give speeches to their colleagues, and the more you talk about killing people, they're standing ovations. Oh. This is what they do. My dad, top of his class in high school, by the time he was a junior, part of a federal program, taken to UT, given test, the top of those people, brought in, told it's eugenics, you're going to be part of the elite. And he was like, no thanks. It's not that my dad was even that special. It's standard. That's why you get up in front of a group of them and say, we're going to kill everybody. And they're like, yes, kill everyone. Oh. Okay, but this is who they are. I know it's crazy. They're crazy. And when you study it, I mean, Aaron's been here now almost 6 years. And I'm like, look into eugenics, look into it. And he's one of our specialists here in it. The problem is it's endless. You can never find it all. It never ends. The books they publish, the sickening statements, everything they've said and done. And what they do is they stage the physical terror attacks. They hype up SARS and bird flu, things that are no big deal. because the actual treatment is what is altering your immune system, altering your DNA that has the carrier viruses and other things in it to manipulate you and to lower your immunity. That's all admitted. And so their plan, and this is covered in Endgame with the quotes and documents, is to get a world government in place, lock down all of society, and then release progressively worse bioattacks that they pose as the saviors against. Terrorists, because they know medical tyranny is the really, that's how Hitler started. He was just one of their little spinoffs. Who was going after one group? They're like, no, we go after everybody. Like, that's the speech my dad was given. It was, Hitler was wrong the way he did eugenics. We're applying it across the board. And most people are told, you're top of your class, you want to join us? Most people go, oh, yes. I mean, these are some sick freaks. And again, I didn't even know about this with my dad until my mother came over one day to the office on like a Saturday or Sunday. It was a ballet recital for my daughter, who was like 3-4 years old at the time. I was still at the office finishing Endgame. My mother watched about 30 minutes of it, and she's like, this can't be true. And driving in the car, my dad, you know, then relayed the story of what happened to him. But you don't have to believe that. Go look at all the quotes and find out this is the religion. This is the cult. This is why they think of you as sheep, as cockroaches, because they're the ascendant humans. You're the trash that has to be killed. So they poison your food, your water, your culture to make you what they already say you are in a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because they're stunted, and you run into these globalists. I mean, they're really like crazy and weird, and their minions are always real stupid, but think they're real smart. And up top, you know, they're pretty darn smart, but they're also devoid of something. It's very machine-like. And it's the oldest form of war to take over and to actually just get rid of your opposition. It's called genocide. Now, Aaron, you've got big stacks of these quotes here, and we've gone over some of this mousepox news. But here's another one out of the National Post. Creating a super contagious mutant version of bird flu may have been a bad idea, World Health Organization warns, a group sworn to determination. Here's another one. Avian influenza report, going over all of it. Influenza, a virus subtype of H5N1. Project BioShield, authorities, appropriations, acquisitions, and issues for Congress. Frank Gordon, they passed it in 2002. This is the new one, 2011. Billions more. Not for biodefense, but to create the stuff they put in your vaccines. All of it, slow kill. So 20, 30 years down the road. But now that's not enough for them. They've just been testing quietly and enjoying the pain and the cancer rates exploding. And it, because when you read their quotes, folks, it is the one thing binds them together, the frothing, demonically energized hatred of humanity. They love the kids with their hair falling out and dying. They see them as roaches. And I mean, they love it. When you have to fathom their this gibbering wickedness. It is something to behold. And the crying, the holy rolling in death. I mean, it's just, you can go to these events, you can read news articles about them, just the crying and they just publicly proclaim their hatred of humanity. Aaron Dykes, you've got quotes. Go over it for people. Break down what I'm telling them here. Am I exaggerating in any way?
Not at all. This stuff is horrifying. Take all the stuff you heard about eco-science. Holdren and Ehrlich came up with nothing. They regurgitated and carried the water for the quotes, and they summarized.
This is 150 years old.
Population planning stuff. They all said.
They discovered DNA to kill us. They created computers to track us. It is their religion. Sorry.
Okay, take a simple quote from a true tyrant. He wasn't into eugenics, or at least directly associated with it. He was definitely into mass culling, Joseph Stalin. Death is the solution to all problems. No man, no problem. Now let's compare that to the quotes of the eugenicists. The Club of Rome, in their 1991 First Global Revolution book, said mankind is the enemy. They have a whole chapter about finding an external enemy to fight the environmental crisis, prop all that up, and blame mankind.
Club of Rome? Yeah. We're going to have all this written as a big article with video, with links to all of it.
Here's a long quote, but it's important. Lord Bertrand Russell, he wrote The Impact of Science on Society. And the
Nobel Prize winner.
Yeah, and it's all about this culling. I do not pretend birth control is the only way in which population could be kept from increasing. There are others which one must suppose opponents of birth control would prefer. War, as I remarked a moment ago, has hitherto been disappointing. But perhaps bacteriological war may prove more effective. if a black death could be spread through the world once in every generation, survivors could procreate freely without making the world too full. There would be nothing in this to offend the consciences of the devout or to restrain the ambitions of the nationalists. Their state of affairs that might be somewhat unpleasant, but what of it? Really high-minded.
And if you look them all up, they all want, go back and finish, they all want world government, they all want one world state, and then they tell us like we're sheep, that doesn't exist. Finish the end part. Really high-minded people know we need to kill. Go ahead.
Bertrand Russell has one of the highest IQs in history.
Oh, he's so smart, but let's just read how high-minded people want to kill
everyone. Really high-minded people are indifferent to happiness, especially other people's. Then you've got Prince Philip. He's got a couple of these quotes. Here's one of them. If I were reincarnated, I would wish to be returned to Earth as a killer virus to lower human population levels.
And again, these are all bibliograph, Reuters, you name it. Continue.
He was the founder of the World Wildlife Fund, on top of everything else. Dave Foreman, Sierra Club and founder of Earth First. I believe the human overpopulation is the fundamental problem on Earth today. We humans have become a disease, the human pox. He goes on in a separate quote, the AIDS epidemic, rather than being a scourge, is a welcome development. It is the inevitable reduction of human population. If it didn't exist, radical environmentalists would have to invent it.
Which it was invented, and we have all the documents on that. But the issue here is, again, you industrialize, you educate people, this wouldn't even happen. You find out in the Royal Commission, they actually wanted population to be high and then later cull it to actually keep control of the third world countries and not allow development. And really, they're just a bunch of sick sadists. And all these dumb yuppies say, well, there are too many people when they see these facts. Listen, moron, they put it in your food, too. You know, your mommy, your daddy, your son or daughter is going to die from this. Remember, you sickos, you're not part of the winning team. So don't imagine you are. Continue.
It's victimology, Alex. They like it.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah. Here's one from Sir Thomas Malthus. He was the head of the Royal Society in the 1600s, or 1700s rather. Instead of recommending cleanliness to the poor, we should encourage contrary habits. In our towns, we should make the streets narrower, crowd more people into the houses, and court the return of the plague. He was the inspiration for the whole eugenics movement, properly named.
And they even said spread diseases, which they were already doing.
Oh,
actually,
there's other quotes.
We have weapons manuals.
I was in a hurry. Here is one from Barbara Marx Hubbard. She was a vice presidential candidate in 84. She didn't become the vice presidential nominee, but
she's one of the top New Agers.
Yeah. This is a long quote, too, but tell me how bad this is. One-fourth is destructive, defective, who must be eliminated from the social body. Fortunately, you are not responsible for this act. We are. We are in charge of God's selection process for death. We come to bring death. The riders of the pale horse are about to pass among you, grim reapers. They will separate the wheat from the chaff. This is the most painful period in the history of humanity. In the past, they were permitted to die a natural death. We are in charge of God's selection process for planet Earth. He selects, we destroy. We are the riders of the pale horse death.
That's Pentagon Fort Bragg training manual.
Yeah.
In fact, read the quote. That's from the Earth Battalion.
Says TASS Delta Force psychologist Barbara Marx Hubbard, supported by Rockefeller.
Yeah, but we actually have the manual on that. That's actually was taught to Special Forces.
And it's in a popular book.
Yeah, but as you said, Delta Force has taught that. Okay, let's continue.
Yeah, she goes on to say, we come to bring death to those who are unable to know God. The riders of the pale horse are about to pass among you. Well, I guess it's kind of repeated there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But in the manual, they just say that kill whoever we say, it's of Gaia.
Then you've got the Project for a New American Century, Rebuilding America's Defenses. That was the neocon group just before the Bush administration. Part of their document talks about advanced forms of biological warfare that can target specific genotypes, may transform biological warfare into the realm of terror to a politically useful tool. Then you've got this guy, Dr. Paul Popenoe. And you got to understand, this guy was an extreme eugenicist in the early 20s. He couldn't be associated with the normal eugenicists. He was covertly funded by the Rockefellers and the other money houses supporting the eugenics. He was marginalized, but he was still a hero to them. You have to understand that. From his story, he was also an Army venereal disease specialist during World War I, and he wrote the textbook Applied Eugenics. From a historical point of view, the first method which it presents itself is execution. Its value in keeping the standard of the race should not be underestimated. Then applied eugenics goes on to devote a chapter to lethal selection, wherein part of the quote says, through the destruction of the individual by some adverse feature of the environment, such as excessive cold or bacteria, or by bodily deficiency. And these are just a few quotes. They go on and on. Then I've got the Eric Pianca stuff. He said things like, every one of you who gets to survive has to bury 9. Disease will control the scourge of humanity. I've got the report here, articles written about him from his Texas Academy of Speech.
Yeah, read some of the quotes from the transcript.
Yeah, well, this was the speech that was summarized as saying he advocates killing 9/10 of the world's population by an airborne Ebola virus. He also, in his speech, says the bird flu is good, too. You've talked about this before, of course, how AIDS doesn't work fast enough. He regurgitates a lot of the Club of Rome talking points.
But doesn't he have a smacking comment about loving bisphenol A?
Yeah, I'm getting to that. And this is people asking about politicians addressing the overpopulation problem. He says the reason China was able to overturn the corner and became the new superpower in the world is because they have a police state and they could force people to stop reproducing. Then he goes on to talk about how, yeah, there's cheating going on in China. You could pay more and have more in China. I know that. But there's a solution that's theoretically possible. I call it the Johnny Anti-Appleseed solution. Instead of being cursed with our fertility, I would bless us with infertility. Now, this could happen because male sperm counts are falling because of plastics and the estrogen mimics. Then there's an unintelligible bracket, naturally. He's talking about the estrogen mimickers.
Yeah, they always brag about what they know is already deployed. He said this could happen. They know it's been happening for decades.
He's just regurgitating the same stuff they've been talking
about. And how about that breast cancer? Yeah, that's the bisphenol A. This is real cutesy. You know, your mama, your wife, all that pain, you put her in the ground. It's real funny to these people. Ha, 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 we're trendy. We're liberal, huh?
Then he goes on to talk about a reproductive physiologist he talked to who asked him, could you design a molecule you could administer once that would bind to the DNA and turn off reproduction and make people sterile? Yes, he said, theoretically you could. And I said, well, if you did that, you can design an antidote that would unmask it just briefly for a few seconds. And he again said, yes, probably. So this is what we need. We need to sterilize everyone on the earth, and the audience laughs, according to the transcript, and make the antidote freely available to anyone willing to work for it. Immediately you'd get responsible parenthood, blah, blah, blah. And they talk about this, too, where they're going to make everyone sterile.
But then they also fund the welfare state themselves to make us illegitimate so they have an excuse to... Okay, so every time I talk about eugenics, a fact, and all the government documents, how they chose bisphenol out of thousands of combinations to reduce fertility, the printer ink, everything. When you cook your food on it, microwaves, all of it, they all brag about it. Brag about AIDS, all of it. It's real cute. People say, well, then why are they paying people to have children? What's the welfare about? Because eugenics is not what you're told. At the mid-level, they tell the professors and people, we're saving the earth. We're getting rid of all these evil poor people. You have to pose as a liberal so they trust you, and they, you know, they get off on being part of the elite club. It's very easy. Like, you're an elite soldier. Now go kill people. You're part of a special unit, you know, and it's called the cement of blood. You'll do anything. Being part of the in crowd. But if you read the Royal Commission in 49, the British, you know, the King financed it. It's his Royal Highness's commission. It's public. They said, well, we want to implement population reduction, but if we industrialize the countries and do all this, they'll be first world, and yeah, they'll go into negative population, just like they are already known it happened with wealthy countries, but then we won't be able to control them. So we're going to go with a plan to let them have a giant population bloom, and then we'll reduce them later. So their hatred of humanity was so great that they said, instead of just educating them and rising them up, and then they won't have too many kids, if you believe it, we just can't do that. The spectacle of letting them all breed and then killing them is too delicious. So really, it's just these control freaks are schizophrenic in what they're doing. And eugenics, here's the secret, is not about building up one group of people and then culling out those that they see as having problems. Then you can debate whether that's moral or not, okay? And then, you know, pointing out the welfare moms having 8 kids and saying, oh, come on, let's have licensing to breed. It's really targeted at the highly intelligent native sons or wild sons, because they write about this too. But we got to get those that crop up that we don't get recruited. So it's generally about dumbing everybody down. That goes back to feudalism. They admit eugenics is a neo-feudalistic system where they would keep people on subsistence level as a tool of control. And so really, they just like seeing kids starving to death. They're really just horrible, horrible people. And they enjoy jacking the food and water, and they're just a bunch of demons. And eugenics is just kind of a mid-level cosmology that they follow, but that's not really it. Aaron, closing comments on this.
Yeah, I mean, as far as is the world overpopulated and all this, think whatever you want, as long as you're thinking for yourselves. Don't turn yourselves over to psychopaths reveling in death and calling, you know, looking forward to the great plagues. They're going to kill everyone off. These people are bathing in this stuff, and it's disgusting.
And they're weaponizing everything under the sun and setting drones up. This has been leaked and declassified. The Texas Sunshine Project got it. To have drones take off with knockout gases to knock out whole cities or worse. You know why they want a drone army, don't you? Folks, we've already checkmated them. The fact that this is out, a lot of you aren't going to listen until later. But remember this radio show later. Remember it.
Yeah. It's true. They don't want competition either. I mean, Bertrand Russell writes about killing competition, smart individuals who they can't co-opt while they're brainwashing the masses and teaching them to, quote, believe that black is white.
No. It's everything is encapsulated in the Fox News Christmas card they publicly posted. It shows their listeners as sheep and the other media was sheep, but they've pulled ahead of them. And the message is, you're so dumb, we're going to publish this ourselves, we're your sheep. And then when the media writes about it, they play along with the game, going, oh, look, it shows them going ahead of their competition, never mentioning the listeners are the ones paying for it, paying for the advertisers. They're the sheep. These people need to hurt people. They need to dumb you down. They need to think of you as trash. And they will hypo-needle you full of cancer viruses and bisphenol A and sodium fluoride to do it. And they will sit there and tell you you can't vote for Ron Paul and just break the hoax. Because you look at them, I mean, look at this Bash lady. I mean, she's an ugly chicken neck weasel looking person. She could star in The Dark Crystal right now, no makeup needed. I mean, she's a Skeksis. And she just thinks she'll talk to you and you'll just do what she says. I'll see you on the news tonight, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv.